Next patient is Molly, Molly, Peck, P-E-C-K. Date of birth is 3/18/40. Face-to-face evaluation 2/27. Our patient is an 82-year-old woman with history of dementia. Patient was seen with daughter and present today and other family members. I've already spoken to our nurse, Miss Shakira, S-H-A-K-I-R-A, regarding patient needs and findings. The daughter is quite concerned that mom is getting more agitated and requiring more medication. She's very divided on increasing patient's lorazepam because she feels like that may increase mom's risk of falls. Nevertheless, it's becoming evident that she's agitated, she's not eating, she's having difficulty sleeping, and these symptoms are definitely affecting mom's everyday life, period. We had a long discussion regarding these issues and problems and these findings, and Johnny, J-O-H-N-N-I-E, Peck, who's patient's daughter, has agreed to increase patient's lorazepam, patient has a KPS score of 40%. Other issues and problems includes increased tremor, sundowner syndrome, difficulty sleeping. Let's see. Weight loss of at least 2.5 pounds since 1/9/2023. Patient also suffers from hypertension, which appears to be stable. Sleeping very little, but because the reasons mentioned above, period. Patient still requires help. Patient is now requiring more help with ADLs and is... also has a history of protein, calorie, malnutrition. Patient has muscle wasting consistent with weight loss, and patient's decline appears to be much more exaggerated than the last visit. Hence, patient is hospice appropriate. We'll have medical director to evaluate patient's needs for lorazepam after discussion with patient's daughter and the nurse today. And ask provider social work to evaluate patients for increased hours regarding provider services, period. Nevertheless, patient remains hospice appropriate at this time. Thank you.